and in sports, CAP pushes for local production of HIV prevention drugs, Lena Capavir. In international news, rather, and in sports, CAF reschedules 2026 Women's Africa Cup of Nations.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Opposition Citizens First leader Harry Kalaba has welcomed the results of an opinion poll conducted by Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba on the EMV podcast, stating that the findings indicate the party is growing strongly across various voting platforms and that its support is rapidly spreading nationwide. Mr. Kalaba said the results send a strong signal that the people are ready for meaningful change and that Citizens First is readily positioning itself to win the August 13th general election. The opposition leader encourage the public to view the outcome with both encouragement and responsibility, emphasizing the need to consolidate strengths highlighted by the poll and addressed by any exposed weaknesses. The EMV opinion poll concluded on Wednesday, March 4th, 2026, with the top three winners sharing the spotlight. The podcast featured a three-part series exploring questions such as who is likely to pose the strongest challenge against incumbent President Hakainde Hichilema and who is likely to win the August 2026 presidential and general elections. The first two polls focused on identifying the strongest opposition candidate to challenge President Hichilema among a crowded field of presidential aspirants. The final poll pitted the top four opposition candidates against President Hichilema. In the final opinion, Mr. Kalaba won the live phone polls category with 44.2%, beating rivals including Patriotic Front presidential aspirant Makebe Zulu, 40.1%, Donse Alliance President Brian Mundubire, 5.8%, Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe, 5.5%, and the President Hakainde Hichilema, 4.4%. In the online voting category, Makebe Zulu led with 43.5%, followed by Harry Kalaba with 24.4%, Brian Mundubire with 14.8%, Hakainde Hichilema with 11.3%, and Fred Membe with 5.8%. The poll attracted a large number of viewers, callers, and comments throughout the broadcast, reflecting high public engagement. In more news, the Solid Waste Management and Recycling Association of Zambia is urging the Citizen Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, to develop a target policy aimed at empowering community-based entrepreneurs, CBEs, with loans specifically for acquiring tractors. According to the association's president, Harun Witi, this initiative would help tackle challenges related to solid waste collection, particularly transportation, which remains a major obstacle for CBEs. While there has been notable progress in solid waste collection in Lusaka, the volume of waste generation continues to be high. And according to the Lusaka Solid Waste Management Company Limited, the legal solid waste collection has increased from approximately 350 tons per day in 2023 to 550 tons per day as of December, highlighting the need for enhanced transportation capacity. Mr. Witty is optimistic that providing loan empowerment for tractors will significantly improve solid waste management. He further encourages the CEEC to consider using integrated enterprises as collateral for these loans.
There will not be a chance to any tractor. If you can give your 10 tractor to the CBE as a loan, it will be more helpful because they will look out there. So if CEC can also have a deliberate policy of giving out these as loan and the collateral be the integrated, because the people are giving us the contract, then things will be so easy to move. Thank you very much, because that will be the grant I'll have. Thank you.
We are now joined by Citizen Economic Empowerment Commission Public Relations and Communications Manager, Mr. Mijelo Mukata, on the Power FM Evening News. Mr. Mukata, thank you for joining us on the Power FM Evening News.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Mr. Mukata, what economic empowerment activities or campaigns do you have at CEEC to contribute to solid waste management?
As a commission, based on our mandate, we're supposed to provide broad-based economic empowerment to targeted citizens and enterprises in this regard, limited companies or cooperatives. And we are supposed to do this through socially but integrated initiatives, one of them being the provision of affordable financing. And particularly for waste management, the Commission unveiled a loan product among its 24 that we did last December, where we were inviting applications whose objective was for contracted waste collection as well as recycling enterprises so that they can acquire collection equipment such as vehicles, have the appropriate clothing, and thereby supporting clean, healthy, and environmentally friendly communities as well as businesses. So in response to that, this is CEEC's offering, where we're providing affordable financing of up to 1.5 million kwacha so that interested businesses can get this support and go on to procure whatever it is that they need to run sustainable businesses in the waste collection and recycling space in our community.
Mr. Nkata, the Solid Waste Management and Recycling Association of Zambia is requesting CEEC to develop policies that aim to empower them. How do you make of this call?
Well, it's a welcome observation, but we should be quick to mention at CEEC that we have one up over the association because, like I've mentioned, we already have a loan product in place already speaking to waste collection and recycling. And from a policy perspective, yes, we can escalate this and maybe our superiors at ministerial level under the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprise Development can pick it up and ensure that we have such a policy in place. What could also be done is also heightening the statutory instrument under reservation schemes in relation to cleaning. This is already in place. There's a law that is in place ensuring that only Zambian-owned businesses should operate in this space. So it's, again, an opportunity for local enterprises to look at the opportunity that has been created as already. The environment is there, backing policy is there in terms of the statutory instrument where the cleaning space has been reserved for Zambian-owned businesses. But they have to step up, and in stepping up, CEEC again is coming into the mix by providing affordable financing so that they can be in a position to adequately provide cleaning services across our communities. So it's really understanding, and I would implore the association to come and have a conversation with us. Issues to do with reservation schemes are sitting with our business development department, where reservation of certain sectors of commerce and trade should be reserved for targeted citizens. So this is a conversation that we can have and amplify and ensure that there is significant compliance. Already, the environment is there in terms of a statutory instrument that fits into the waste collection space. Overall, this could be spoken about from the cleaning statutory instrument, where, like I've mentioned again, this space has been reserved for Zambian-owned businesses. But at CEC, again, we have come in and said, look, we do understand that you might be facing some challenges when it comes to accessing the appropriate technologies and equipment, even protective clothing for you to undertake sustainable businesses in this space. And we are providing affordable financing that will ensure that you are a key player in this space and contributing significantly to an environment that is sustainable for all.
Mr. Mkata, may you highlight the main challenges that CBEs continue to face in accessing empowerment funds at your institution?
I think from what I would gather, it's just appropriate information being shared, and that is why this open door